Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're covering an article by Brett Allegre Wood called AI Implementation Pitfalls, 9 Mistakes Businesses Make and How to Avoid Them.
And if you've ever watched an AI project go quiet after a promising start, this one's for you.
The core argument is simple. AI projects don't fail because the technology is broken. They fail because businesses skip the foundations.
Which are?
Clear goals, clean data, and team buy-in. Miss any one of those and you're collecting tools, not results.
Let's start with the most damaging pitfall. Brett calls it treating AI like a magic wand.
Right. Businesses buy software, automate a few tasks, expect instant transformation. When the quick wins don't show up, leaders say, AI didn't work for us, and move on.
I've seen that cycle. What should they be asking instead?
Instead of what AI tools should we use, the real question is, what problems do we want to solve? The technology is the means, not the goal. Brett's advice, define 1 or 2 key pain points where AI can have a visible, measurable impact. When the goal is clear, the tools, the data, and the training all align naturally.
Okay, so strategy first. What about the team side? A lot of owners underestimate the resistance they're going to get.
It's probably the most human of the 9 pitfalls. Companies roll out new systems without preparing their teams. Employees wonder what it means for their jobs. Managers can't explain the purpose. Adoption slows.
And the fix isn't a memo, is it?
No. Brett says bring your team into the process early. Explain the why before the what. Show them AI is there to help them do their jobs better. Involve staff in testing and feedback. His line is, trust is the bridge between innovation and adoption.
Good line. What about data? Because every time I talk to business owners about AI, data is the thing that trips them.
Because it almost always does. AI is only as good as the data it learns from. Messy, inconsistent, outdated records produce messy, inconsistent, outdated results. Brett says before you implement anything, audit your data. Are customer records complete? Do your systems talk to each other? Are there duplicates or gaps?
And most people skip that step because it's not exciting.
Exactly. He uses a fuel analogy. Clean data is like clean fuel. Even the best engine misfires without it.
What about the businesses that go the other way and try to do everything at once?
Ambition is good. Overreach kills momentum. Some organizations roll AI out across multiple departments at the same time. Others invest in complex platforms before they've driven anything smaller. When early results are unclear, enthusiasm fades and budgets tighten.
So what's the right pace?
Start small, scale gradually. Pick one department or one process where AI can create visible improvement. Run a 30-day pilot, measure the outcome, refine it, then expand. Success with AI compounds. Every small win builds confidence and capability.
There's one I want to make sure we cover because I don't think enough people know about it. Model drift.
Yes, this is the quiet one. AI is not a one-time setup. Over time, data changes, customer behavior shifts, your business evolves. If the system isn't kept in sync, its output starts to drift away from reality. Systems that worked brilliantly at launch can quietly degrade months later.
And no one notices until something is obviously wrong.
The fix is consistent oversight. Schedule reviews, track performance, adjust prompts or data sources as the business changes. Brett frames it well. AI is like a team member. It needs direction, feedback, and ongoing learning to stay sharp.
What about the cost mindset? I hear a lot of leaders wanting AI to cut costs, full stop.
That's a trap. Cost reduction alone rarely builds long-term value. The real power is in augmenting what your team can do, freeing people from repetitive work so they can focus on strategy, creativity, and relationships. Brett's point, when you invest in value, cost savings follow naturally.
And leadership, because I think a lot of executives treat this as an IT project and hand it off.
That's one of the bigger mistakes. When leadership treats AI as an IT experiment rather than a business priority, projects stall. You don't need to be a technical expert, but you do need to champion the change. When the team sees leadership believes in the project, they follow.
Culture ties all of this together, doesn't it?
Brett puts it directly. Culture eats strategy for breakfast, and AI is no exception. Build a culture that rewards curiosity, celebrates early adopters, and shares lessons from small trials. When people feel safe to experiment, things move.
All right, let's bring it home. What's the one thing a listener should do this week?
Write down one specific business problem you want AI to solve. One sentence. If you can't name it in one sentence, you are not ready to buy tools yet.
Mine is, audit the data behind that one process before you touch any technology. Fix the fuel first.
Both of those come straight from Brett's What to Do This Week section in the full article. Read it at anabu.ai.
And if you want this working in your own business, there's a free AI audit you can book there too.
Thanks for listening.